Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin', edible, electric, sweet, nectar pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, for today, we will be discussing mythological nectar, and the gods, and the bees, and edible electricity. So, pass the beer nuts, Hillary, Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Now, it was Mickey Goldmill, Rocky Balboa's trainer, who summarized it best in Rocky I. When he explained to Rocky what it would take to beat Apollo Creed and become the heavyweight champion of the world. And I'm paraphrasing. When you walk into that ring with the heavyweight champion of the world, you'll be ready. Why? Because you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder. Exactly like Zeus, the king of the Greek gods. Edible lightning. Pretty sneaky, Mick. Ooh, ooh. Now, first of all, edible lightning can only be found in one source, and that source is edible flowers. As edible flowers, or food in its flowering form, is the most powerful form of edible electricity on this planet. And eating an edible flower is the equivalent of consuming an edible lightning bolt. And for proper perspective, an edible lightning bolt is 4 times more powerful than the sun itself. Ooh, ooh. Now, when the discussion of edible lightning bolts comes up, well, we immediately have to talk about Zeus, the Greek god of lightning and thunder, because Zeus ate edible flowers. Edible fact. And he ate them as if he were a bee. Not only that, Zeus also drank nectar straight from flowers, just like a bee, and certainly not a god. So why, in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, did Zeus, the king of the Greek gods, eat and drink edible flowers exactly like a bee? Ooh, ooh. Well, for starters, there's the story about the birth of Zeus, and it goes like this. Zeus's father, Cronos, was about to eat and kill his just-born son, Zeus. But right before he could, Rhea, Zeus's mother, smuggled the baby god, Zeus, off to a secret cave where he lived undetected, hidden away from his father, Cronos, seemingly forever. Ooh, ooh. Now, what makes the secret cave where Zeus was sent to live so edibly electric is that the secret cave was completely inhabited and occupied by bees, as in insects with wings, known for their role in pollination and producing honey. Those kind of bees, the kind that say, "Give me your pollen or your wife." Ooh, ooh. Meanwhile, inside the halls of the bee cave, Zeus, the baby god, was being raised and nursed by a nymph named Melissa, who was also a bee. And Melissa famously fed the baby god. She fed Zeus nectar and honey instead of milk, which was so highly unusual to say the least, because all the other gods were raised entirely on goat's milk, which begs one question. Which god discovered we could get milk from goats? And what did that god believe he was actually doing at that time? I mean, think about it. Josiah? What in the wide, wide world of sports are you doing to that goat? I'm milking it? Yeah, that's the ticket. Now, Tom Petty might have been raised on promises, but Zeus, the god of lightning and thunder, was raised upon eating edible lightning and edible thunder. So there it is. Edible proof that you are what you eat. And Zeus never ate steak. Zeus never ate lobster. And it wasn't because he didn't have the money, because he did. Zeus could have eaten anything in the world, like cake, pork, aged cheeses, nuts, eggs, etc. But because Zeus was raised by bees, Zeus ate edible flowers. Zeus learned to follow and consume the electrical vibrations from the earth itself and take in an unlimited amount of edible electric power simply by consuming edible flowers and edible plants. That is until Zeus finally left the bee cave and fulfilled his destiny by floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee and battling, defeating, and dethroning his father Cronus in round 3 to become Zeus, the king of the Greek gods and the king of the bees, as Zeus is known universally as Bee Man or the King Bee. So holy Bee Man, Batman. Now, is anyone out there listening starting to sense a connection between Zeus, the king of the Greek gods, the god of lightning and thunder, and the consumption of edible electricity, and the diet of bees? Because if not, then look over there, kids. There's the temple of Olympian Zeus, and there's the Parthenon. And if the gods have an official beverage, then nectar is officially the beverage of the gods. It's Zeus juice. Yeah, baby. And the reason why the gods consume nectar is the very same reason why bees consume nectar. It's because nectar is their primary electrical energy source, as drinking nectar keeps bees fully charged at 600 watts or more. And Dr. Hugh Gregors from the Free University of Berlin demonstrated that after simply consuming nectar, bees become incredibly electric, as in the equivalent of a 600-watt light bulb per bee electric. And not for nothing, but a 600-watt light bulb can burn for roughly 24,000 hours, which is almost exactly 2.75 years. Now, that's what I call an edibly electric energy boost. And it's no wonder Zeus hoarded all of the nectar for himself. Think about it. One bead provides enough edible electric energy to last 2.75 years. So, needless to say, I'd like to change my drink order. I'll have what the bee is having. Yes! 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 Now, nectar is so edibly electric that just one bead of nectar is enough to electrify the human body. Therefore, it's not water. Nectar is the beverage everyone should be drinking because our edible priorities are wrong. They're very, very far off. Anyone can last 21 days without food, and anyone can last 3 days without water. But no one can last even 5 minutes without electricity surging through their body. So it's about time we reevaluate our edible priorities by keeping our bodies electrically charged. Keeping our bodies electrically charged is the name of the game. Now, in business, profit is the name of the game. And in the food that we consume, edible electricity is the name of the game, or it should be. Because the four food groups are as outdated as the actual dinosaurs. It's about remaining supercharged on premium, just picked. Edible, electricity, and that is pretty much it. Dehydration is a symptom of simply not being sufficiently electrically charged. Think about it. The ions suspended in water turn into an electrolyte. Now, when an electric voltage is introduced, or when we consume edible flowers or drink nectar, the ions in our body align with the polarity of the charge, and they create an electrical current throughout the fluid. And then it's game on. He shoots, he scores. Here's why. We are 75% water. We don't need to drown ourselves over and over again by drinking more water. We are not dehydrated. It does not exist. All we need to do is electrify the water that already exists inside of us. And here is the edible irony. Nectar is screaming with edible electricity. It is liquid lightning. It's Zeus juice. Yeah, baby. And literally, no one on planet Earth drinks it. And yet, the gods always made sure to hoard nectar for themselves, as only the gods were ever allowed to drink nectar, because the nectar effect is so electrifying. It's automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, nectar is edible grease lightning. So get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads. Oh, yeah, keep talking. Whoa, keep talking. Ooh, ooh. Now, in Homer's The Iliad and the Odyssey, Zeus and the other Greek gods of Mount Olympus drank nectar like it was going out of style. Heck, they hoarded it. Now, they could have just as easily been drinking spring water or even some kind of fruit juice, but they did not. Instead, they drank nectar straight from flowers just like bees. And nectar is known universally as the divine drink, because even just one bead of nectar can make any mortal immortal, which I have to admit, kind of leaves my mind in a raging torrent, filled with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives. Ooh, ooh. Because if simply drinking one bead of nectar can make any mortal immortal, then that means that nectar is the fountain of youth. So holy fountain of youth, Batman. And you know the one I mean. The very same, elusive, fountain of youth that Ponce de Leon was searching for. So holy Ponce de Leon, Batman. And to think that the fountain of youth has been hiding right in front of our eyes in plain sight in the form of edible flowers. And the fountain itself is really just nectar. Which is precisely why I grow honeysuckles. Because honeysuckle derives its name from the edible, sweet nectar obtainable from its tubular edible flowers. And deep inside, at the base of every honeysuckle, is the sweet nectar that Zeus himself was nursed on. It's the Zeus juice. Yeah, baby! And it's literally liquid lightning. And consuming nectar can turn anyone's 40-watt light bulb into a 600-watt light bulb in an instant, because nectar is the only beverage that exists on Earth that is in the lightning bolt layer of life. Nectar powers up and electrifies bees. It's Zeus juice. Yeah, baby. Now, to get to the nectar, or to get to the Zeus juice, all you have to do is simply pull at the stem at the bottom of the honeysuckle, and then raise the stem to your mouth, and inside awaits a single bead of nectar. So how many beads of nectar does it take Mr. Owl to become a Greek god like Zeus, the god of lightning and thunder? Because nectar, or Zeus juice, yeah, baby, is the most edibly electric beverage here on Earth. Nectar is about 80% water and 20% immortality, and it's 100% pure, edible electricity. Nectar is liquid, high voltage, rock and roll, just like Queen's show-stopping Live Aid performance. So, don't stop me now. And now, here's something we hope you really like, Bullwinkle. Nectar is universally recognized as the immortal beverage. It literally means not mortal. And bees are thought to be divine messengers from the sun, sent to Earth by the gods with the purpose to heal mankind. Think about it. Bees turn nectar, the immortal beverage in any language, into honey. And honey never spoils. Or let's phrase it another way. Honey is the only food on Earth that has an edibly eternal shelf life. Honey is immortal. Want a little edible proof? When King Tut's tomb was opened, a 2,000-year-old jar of honey was found inside the king's chamber. And it was golden in color like the sun. And it was not only perfectly edible, but it was delicious. So holy King Tut's beekeeper, Batman. And when I die, don't think I'm a nut. Don't want no fancy funeral. Just one like old King Tut. King Tut. Ooh, ooh. Captain's log. Edible afterthoughts. Was Zeus simply a technologically advanced individual who discovered that the only meaningful source of nourishment on planet Earth, or even in the universe, is edible electricity and in the form of edible flowers? And if that's the case, Then were bees really forged by the gods themselves from sunlight over 145 million years ago? And were bees sent to Earth by the gods from the sun, equipped with solar healing powers to benefit mankind? And are bees and their unique diet of consuming nothing but edible electricity the key to achieving human health and a longer life, and dare I say it, dare, edible immortality? So that is it. That's a wrap. And as we know, life is funny, skies are sunny, bees turn nectar into honey, but really all bees do is just farm edible electricity. So tune in for the next episode when we discuss one of the key philosophical components of edible electricism, and I introduce to you the concept of edible light theory. And I'm bringing on some big special guests. So we will see you next time. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in Massachusetts, is it going to be Cam or is it going to be Mac? We just have to wait and see. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And here is what I love about Goyo and all the farmers over at JR Organics. They are farming edible electricity nonstop. And they got it all. They have edible lightning. They have edible thunder. And they have edible solar batteries, and it's just for you. And if you're in California, if you're in Los Angeles or San Diego, then you can get some edible electricity right now from JR Organics. You can get either 2 boxes a week or 5 boxes of edible electricity every 2 weeks. All that matters is that you stay electrically charged, and Goyo will keep you that way. And I've been getting all your calls and your emails and your comments, and thank you. And do not stop writing me. Email me over at info@ediblehonesty.com. And if you want to know where you can find edible electricity in your area, then email me and we will make sure to get you connected, because now there are over 100 farms in the United States that are starting to farm edible electricity. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, and whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me, and let's work out a deal, and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.